Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here with Neil Kunieski, Director for Sales and Marketing for Duxbury Systems, and here to talk about the latest version of Duxbury. Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thanks, J.J., and everyone listening in.
So the latest version has just been released, 11.1 SR3.
That is correct. And SR3 has some critical improvements, especially to those working with tables, creating tables in DBT, bringing in Excel tables as well, and of course support for the new version 4 embossers out of Index, and then just tons of other fixes as usual with DBT, upgrading table fixes, etc. Big improvements in working with MathType, bringing in those Word files with embedded equations from MathType and taking them to Nemeth or the Braille math code of your choice.
So if somebody creates a MathType book, or is there a simple way to do that? Or, I mean, that's a technology that's not familiar to a lot of people yet, I don't think.
Yeah, MathType is a very inexpensive add-on to Word, and it lives inside of MS Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can use it to create as a math editor, a print math editor inside Word, and it embeds the equations. So when you print it out for a print book, you just see the math natively.
Is that accessible to the blind, the editor?
My actual answer is I don't know.
Okay.
My general impression and guess is you can author it, but you may not be able to review it, is really a no.
Well, I understand, and that's a little outside of your scope, but your job is to make it work with Duxbury.
And with Duxbury, mm-hmm. you just save your Word file, mm-hmm. including Office 2010.
Okay.
And then you go to DBT, and you open that Word file in DBT. And it's there, and it picks up the coding. Control T to translate to Braille, and poof, there's your Nemeth.
So, well, you mentioned the Index embossers. You also have the new Phoenix embosser. You're supporting that as well.
We also support the Phoenix as well.
Now, what about someone who you go on eBay, you can track down all sorts of older embossers from the 80s, 90s. So, if someone wanted a more inexpensive embossing solution. Do you still work with those? Or?
We absolutely do. In fact, we just had someone with an old VersaPoint that found the old battery problem, replaced the battery, and we still drive that. If you can get hold of a Cramner Brailler that works, we'll still drive that. We'll still drive a HAL Pixelmaster if you can find one.
Wow. Well, obviously, you just need the proper USB to serial or whatever, whatever you need, but...
Absolutely. And for all you listeners out there, if you're doing that, do a little homework first, because some of those converters, the USB to serial converters, do weird things and can basically...
They aren't all created equal.
They aren't all created equal. And I don't want to give a link online because I don't want to flood this one place, but contact me or... I'll give JJ the information, contact him. I do know one source that is very reliable.
Sure. So one of the other questions that keeps coming up with software, especially with a lot of people moving towards it, is the possibility of a Mac version. I believe you've kind of hinted at it in the past, but are you still working on that, or how's that going?
Yeah, we are still working on DBT Mac as well as Perky Mac, a Perky Duck version for the Mac. We've been making extremely good progress lately, so I expect it to ship during 2013, and I've actually been doing a few behind-the-curtain demos of a pre-alpha version of DBT Mac.
Okay.
It will be fully accessible. It will work with VoiceOver, support your embossers, and be able to exchange files between DBT Mac and DBT Win, and it'll be for all the 130 plus languages that we do Braille translation for.
Are you considering any sort of discounts for somebody who wants to on both platforms? They want to move from one to the other, or is it going to be a completely new product?
Oh, we're having all sorts of internal discussions about that.
Sure.
At this point, we're still throwing chalk and erasers at each other. So, if you have strong opinions with some thoughtfulness, actually feel free to email me, and I'll go ahead and give my email address. It's Neal, N-E-A-L, at Duxys, D-U-X-S-Y-S, .com.
Okay. For those of our listeners who aren't necessarily with a programming background, they might hear 2013 and think, wow, that's a long time from now. What are some of the challenges that go into making this software work on a different platform?
There are all sorts of challenges. It's almost a ground-up, and I'm not a programmer,
right,
but almost a ground-up development in terms of the coding and how a function that you want to establish is communicated to the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, writing to the screen can be different. Obviously, interfacing with Windows screen readers is much different than making it accessible for voiceover.
Okay.
So they're just driving printers and embossers is totally different animals.
Right.
So it's just a myriad of technical issues. And, of course, we have been mainly a Windows house for the last, ever since OS X really came out.
Sure. How much is the upgrade for the latest version?
Upgrade to the latest version actually depends on when your last paid upgrade was.
Okay.
So for single user licenses, it's between $0 and $395.
Okay.
If you bought in 2010, there's no cost. If you last purchased in 2008 or 9, it's $195. And those are the last ones I can remember. Just send an email with your license number or call us with your license number. We plug it in, and the answer pops out.
Okay. And the cost for new users?
For new users, a single-user license is $595, and that includes free tech support via email and phone, essentially as long as you're registered. Free downloadable upgrades for a minimum of a year, and obviously discounted prices for upgrading after that time.
Okay. If people want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is to either visit our website at www.duxburysystems.com or call the AT guys. They can get you all the information you need. Or email us at info@duxys.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Neil.
Thanks, JJ. Enjoy the conference.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.